With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Despite liberal members of the media cooking up all sorts of ailments, President Trump says his health is just fine. Ed Donahue reports.
The 79-year-old president told the Wall Street Journal he had a CT scan during an October examination. He had said it was an MRI.
What part of your body was the MRI looking at?
I have no idea.
The president said he regretted undergoing the advanced imaging on his heart and abdomen during the visit because it raised public questions about his health. His physician said in a memo the White House released in December he had advanced imaging as a preventative screening. The president told the Journal nothing's wrong. He also denied he has fallen asleep during White House meetings when cameras have caught him with his eyes closed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Obamacare subsidies have expired and health care premiums are going up.
President Trump says the ACA or Obamacare is unaffordable.
They're going to have a tremendous increase in premiums, which is Obamacare, which is them, the Democrats
vote. The president wants the money to go to the people, not insurance companies. This is Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
These sham proposals for healthcare savings accounts and tax credits are simply a ruse and a sham by Republicans.
A House vote on subsidies is expected this month. I'm Ed Donahue.
New laws for a new year.
Hawaii has become the first state to hike its tourist lodging tax, specifically to help cope with the effects of a changing climate. Utah's already strict alcohol laws are getting even stricter. People convicted of extreme driving under the influence will receive a new driver's license bearing a red stripe on the front alongside the words, "No alcohol sale." And Washington's statewide minimum wage has risen to $17.13 an hour, making it the first state to exceed the $17 threshold.
This is SRN News. Well, when it comes to the mainstream media, do you trust them?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestant, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the media. Black Protestants at 65% are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide, the practice already surging in the small country with 10,000 people electing to take their own lives last year. That accounts for 5% of all deaths. Now an effort has begun at present to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide. SRN News. Well, college football signature event just may be undergoing another overhaul, that amid travel concerns and other issues. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark says everything is on the table when it comes to rebooting the college football playoff, including potentially moving another round of games onto campus. The Oregon-Texas Tech game on New Year's Day kicked off in front of thousands of empty seats at Hard Rock Stadium. The Ducks traveled 3,200 miles to get to Miami. The commissioners have until January 23rd to figure out what next year's playoff will look like. Expansion and automatic bids have been the two biggest headlines in that discussion. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Three key playoff games, Oregon over Texas Tech, 23-0, Mississippi 39, Georgia 34, and Indiana 38, Bama 3. More details, srnnews.com.